This is Vincent Price. The R.L. Senius Memorial Hospital is in the West Village area. The huge rambling structure has been here for so long that most people have forgotten who R.L. Senius was. Although research will show that R.L. Senius was the brother-in-law of one of the old-time city bosses. This hospital holds a special place in the hearts of Gary Green and Dale Klosky. They met here. At the time, Gary was a struggling actor who lived in a dirty closet of a room in the old part of the village. He woke up in the middle of the night because a huge cockroach was stuck in his ear. Always a bit of a hypochondriac, Gary panicked and raced to the R.L. Senius Memorial Hospital. Quivering, he clung to a pretty young nurse who was on emergency duty. She persuaded an intern friend of hers to remove the bug immediately, and Gary was out of his misery. As Gary was recovering, he asked the nurse to join him for a cup of coffee when she got off duty. It was very late and she was tired, but there was a helplessness and desperation about the young man which touched her. She accepted his invitation. Then she smiled shyly and told him that her name was Dale Klosky. As the two young people left the hospital, dawn was on its way, and the air was fresh and cold. It seemed like a nice beginning to a relationship. But Dale could not begin to guess what a treacherous and frightening path this romance would take. But then again, this is only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Best Role of His Life, by Patricia Joyce. Our stars, Joan McCall, Robert Towers, and Miss Joyce as Karen.
The romance developed quickly between Gary and Dale. For him, she was a sweet, patient angel who would stand by him no matter how cruelly his talents as an actor were rejected. Dale had become a nurse because she liked to care for people and feel needed. For her, Gary was a person who had personal and career problems, who only needed a little patience and understanding to be healthy and well-adjusted. She felt needed because she knew that she could give that patience and understanding. They had exchanged spare keys to each other's apartments and were just beginning to feel comfortable with each other when trouble began. Dale brought some groceries over to Gary's to cook dinner. There on the kitchen counter, she saw a woman's compact and lipstick.
What's this? This lipstick.
Oh, that. That's some makeup I needed for an audition.
Oh, yeah?
They wanted you to have a red birthmark.
Gary, don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
Well, if you're seeing another girl, I'd rather know.
But he'll get upset.
Well, probably, sure. I mean, we're just beginning to feel close, and I don't want to mess things up.
That's just it. He'd mess things up.
Not necessarily.
Just remember, if I'm doing anything, it serves you right after that intern.
What?
The guy who pulled the cockroach out of my ear.
Don? What about him?
Don't you think I know what's going on with you two?
Oh, that's silly. Nothing's even remotely
going on. I don't like being lied to either.
I'm not lying.
You know I have a call back for an important Broadway play tonight, and I don't need an argument right now.
Okay, let's drop it.
Sure, because you don't want to admit that you're seeing somebody else.
Gary, this is crazy.
It's crazy that you're being so selfish when I'm under pressure. You know, you couldn't have picked a worse time to start worrying about that lipstick.
Well, what did you expect me to do?
Why don't you just go home and leave me alone for a while?
Oh, come on, let's just stop arguing and have dinner.
I mean it. Leave me alone.
All right, if that's what you want, I'll leave the groceries.
Take the groceries. Leave my key.
Okay. So goodbye then, huh?
Go on, get going.
Okay. Oh, hi. How you doing, Karen?
Tired. I had 10 zillion kids for polio vaccines today. My saintly nurse's halo was definitely slipping by the end of the afternoon. Are you all right?
Oh, Gary and I had a fight.
A bad fight?
Weird.
Want to talk?
No, you're too tired.
Anything you say is going to be more interesting than watching those kids put tacks on each other's chairs.
Okay, come on in. You want some supper? I have groceries for two. Yeah, I'd like to try out this new recipe for chicken.
Okay. What'd you fight about?
Well, I found the lipstick at his place and I got upset.
What's so weird about that?
I walked around a lot after I left Gary's. I was trying to figure out why we started fighting, and, well, I realized that he put the lipstick out so I would find it.
Really?
Yeah. It was sitting out right where I always put the groceries. I had to pick it up and move it before I could put the bag down.
Then he wanted you to start an argument.
Yeah, I think so. He accused me of seeing Dawn, you know, the intern?
Yeah, sure. That's really strange. I can't imagine anyone being jealous of Don. He's a nice guy, but kind of unattractive and milk-toasty.
I don't know. The trouble is, Gary and I were just starting to be really close.
Maybe that's it.
What?
Oh, you're starting to feel close. He's a messed-up, struggling actor. I don't mean to offend you, but he strikes me as kind of a messed-up person.
Well, a little on the surface, but deep down, he's adorable.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, he does have his problems, and he's probably afraid of making a commitment.
You're probably right.
It wouldn't be the only time in the world that's happened.
If only I could make him see that I don't care if he has problems. I'd look out for him.
He may know that and be too proud to really...
Oh, just a minute. Who is it?
It's me. Oh, hey, I didn't mean to interrupt you two.
Oh, that's okay.
I just came to tell you that I'm sorry, Dale. I knew I couldn't face going to that audition tonight if I didn't try to straighten things out with you.
Well, I know you're under pressure and tense.
So, I hope you'll still see me?
Sure.
Good. Okay. Well, I'll go now and you can go back to your visiting.
Hey, look, why don't you guys talk and have Dale's supper and all?
Well, there's enough for three.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just run down to the corner, get a falafel.
You sure you don't mind?
Oh, I'm sure. See ya.
Hey, come here.
I'm so sorry we fought.
That was only the first of many such scenes, and also the gentlest. There was a pattern to them. Every time Gary and Dale were feeling close and happy, they argued. Usually the quarrel began with Gary leaving clues that he had other women friends. He always left them in places where Dale was sure to find them. Sometimes the fight started because he accused her of seeing other men, which wasn't the case. Dale was docile and devoted. There was something self-destructive about the way Gary picked these fights. It was as though he couldn't really allow himself to be happy. Finally, the constant arguing became a trial even for Dale's patience.
But you like him, don't you? Don't you?
I think he's a nice guy, Gary.
It figures. You know the agency recommended him over me for that new play.
Well, maybe Marty's more right for the part.
But he isn't. If even my own girl can't see that, I wonder what I'm doing in this business.
I haven't even read the play. What do I know? And I've only met Marty twice.
That's a laugh.
I thought Marty was your friend.
Well, that never stopped you before.
Please, Gary, let's not start this again.
Start what?
Gary, I'm not having any more of these fights. I'm just not going to do it. Now, just go on home and don't come back here until you cool off.
You can't turn me out of here.
I mean it.
Don't do that. I have an important audition in a couple of days, and I'm nervous about it.
No, I just want you to leave.
Please, don't ask me to go. Please.
Go on.
You're just trying to get rid of me so Marty can come over. Well, you know what I think of that. This is what I think.
You broke my China Shakespeare mug. Oh, get away from me. God, Gary, what do you think you're doing? Get away from me. Oh, let go. You gonna choke me.
Gary, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Hey, I was, you know, just...
Gary, you coward! Dale, what'd he do? Are you okay?
I don't ever want to see him again.
I should hope not. Are you okay?
I bet I'll bruise. Poor Rainbow. Poor little kitty. Don't worry, kitty. It's going to be okay. I promise. Poor Rainbow. This is only the second day I've had her. She probably thinks she moved into a madhouse.
Hey, Gary, here's a terrific review.
Yeah, what's it say, Tony?
Well, it says, probably the most exciting thing about the play is the introduction of unknown actor Gary Green as the killer, Robert Silkington. Hey, Green handles his role with the finesse that we only expect from a much more experienced actor. He grimly exposes the jealousy and self-hate that would cause his character to murder his younger brother, Tom. The skill with which he torments and tortures his innocent victim is frightening to behold. Oh, hey, Gary, now wait a minute. Here's a quote we can use in the ad. Listen, this is easily the best performance of a psychotic killer to be played on the Broadway stage in recent years.
Who would have thought?
Well, I knew you had it in you.
Yeah, well, it's a good part. Probably the best role I'll ever have.
We'll see about that. It's my job to get you other good parts.
You think that broad will take me back?
Broad?
You know, Dale, the nurse, the broad who thought she was hot stuff and threw me out.
Well, that term broad really annoys me.
As far as I'm concerned, broad is the kindest word for them. A dirty, slimy conniving...
Now, wait. I'm married with three kids. One of them happens to be my best friend.
That's your problem.
Anyway, I think that Dale is a very nice girl. If you really like her, call her up. A good, steady woman might settle you down a bit.
Who's there?
It's Gary.
It's really late, Gary. I have early shift tomorrow. Can I call you when I'm off?
I need to talk to you now. Please?
I really don't want to see you.
I've changed.
Oh?
Really? Didn't you see that I'm the lead in a hit show?
Yes, I did. Congratulations. I saw it twice already. You're great. I was going to send you some flowers or something, but I didn't want you to think...
Yeah, that you wanted me back.
Right.
But things will be different. I've calmed down a lot. I feel less anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Tony Berger, my manager.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Can I come in and I'll tell you about it?
No, I still don't think that's a good idea.
Come on, Dale. I promise I'll never hurt you again.
I don't know.
Please.
Let me think it over.
I want you to be my friend again. I don't have any real friends.
That's silly.
It's true. Other guys have friends, even if their careers aren't as good as mine. But I feel like I don't have anybody. Can you understand that?
Yes.
I want to change, but I can't unless I have a chance. Please.
I don't know.
I'll stay right here until you say I can come in.
Okay. I guess it's silly to make such a big deal about it, huh?
Right. Thanks.
A month or so after Dale and Gary became involved again, Karen came home from the hospital and heard Dale crying. She went into Dale's apartment and saw her sitting on the couch, clutching her kitten, Rainbow. When Dale started to talk, Karen noticed that one of her front teeth was chipped. Karen knew right away that they had had another fight.
You want me to take you to the dentist?
No, it's not that bad. I'll be okay.
Did he hurt you anywhere else?
No, not really.
Why do you even put up with it?
I don't know.
I really can't figure you out.
I can't either. I mean, there's lots of reasons why I went back with Gary, I guess. He's pretty famous now, and he gets asked to parties. Tourists come up to us in restaurants and tell him how good he is in the play.
It's not worth getting beat up over.
Tell me about it.
I really hate that guy.
Oh, Karen, the only reason he does these terrible things is it's because he's hurting.
Everybody's got an excuse.
It's because he never had any real friends. He was kind of an outcast as a kid. It hurt his feelings a lot, and he got to thinking that he isn't worthy of love.
He isn't doing much to earn it.
Well, I'm in a double bind because he seems to think there's something wrong with anybody who would love him, including me.
Uh-huh.
I just wish I could reach him.
I don't know, Dale. Just because you're smart enough to understand why he acts the way he does doesn't mean you should excuse his behavior.
I suppose not.
As far as I can see, you're just as much to blame as he is. After all, you took him back in the first place.
Well, come on, Karen. I thought he'd changed. I thought success would mellow him out, really.
And what do you think now?
Well, I think the bottom line is that we still love each other.
Since when is love abusive?
Well, maybe it isn't the easiest romance I've ever had, but it's the most exciting.
But that excitement could be because Gary's so darn crazy, you never know what he's going to do next. It may not have anything to do with love.
Well, I told him I wasn't going to see him anymore, so you don't have to get so worked up about it.
I think this is where I came in last time.
I mean it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard, but I'll just have to be strong. Oh, come in for a while, Karen. It's still early.
Boy, that was a terrific restaurant.
You think so?
Yeah. How'd you hear about it?
It was Gary's favorite.
Oh, great. You still hear from him?
He called a couple of times. Then I saw something in the Daily News about him and that dress designer, Jill Meyerson. But later it said they broke up.
Oh, brother. If the public only knew the truth.
If the public knew the real truth, they'd like that even better.
Probably. One problem with Chinese restaurants. No dessert.
I have some frozen yogurt in the freezer.
I'll get it. You want any?
Maybe a little.
Dale! Dale, it's your kitten. It's your little kitten.
What is it?
Oh, poor scared little thing. How the hell did it get in there?
Oh, give it to me. It's okay, Rainbow. Oh, poor kitty, poor little kitty.
How'd your cat get into the freezer?
Do you think she's okay?
I hope so.
Oh, she's shaking.
Why don't you wrap her up in a blanket and hold her against you? That should warm her up.
Okay.
I'll get some more milk for her.
Oh, good idea. Doesn't she look all cozy wrapped up like this?
How do you suppose she got into the freezer?
I'm not sure.
That's so weird.
I have the scariest thought.
What?
Well, you know that play Gary's in?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things his character does.
How do you mean?
Well, the part Gary plays is the part of this real sicko.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's talking about it.
He torments his younger brother and then kills him. And one of the first things he does is he kills his brother's dog by freezing it to death.
You're kidding.
No, isn't that disgusting?
You think Gary did this to Rainbow just to get at you?
Well, he still has the keys to my apartment.
You'd better get the lock changed.
I don't know if he'd really do anything that mean.
But we can't swear that he wouldn't.
Oh, darn. You'd think they'd keep the stupid hall light lit. Okay, where's that key? Oh, darn. I gotta move. This place is getting to be a real dive. Ah, here.
What's wrong?
Karen, it's me.
What's wrong?
I think I heard a rat or something.
I'll get my flashlight. I sure wish they'd keep the lights working in this dump.
Hey, it's 3:00 in the morning. Will you keep it down?
I'm sorry.
No.
There was a...
I brought an extra light bulb. And believe me, I'm going to deduct the extra 46 cents from my rent.
Can you shine the flashlight over here? I lost my keys.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
I think there's a rat tied to my doorknob. Ooh, flash the light on it.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to call the police.
Don't bother. We're going to call the police ourselves.
That must be them. Who is it?
It's the police.
Hi. Are you Karen Sabasinski?
Yes.
I'm Officer Isabel Martinez. May I come in?
Please do.
How do you do? I'm Dale Klosky. Oh.
My partner's taking care of the rat.
Poor thing is just hanging there, tied by its tail.
The poor thing probably carries a number of diseases.
All right. Sorry.
You're the one who said that someone you knew was harassing you.
Yes. See, I broke off with my boyfriend because he was too violent.
Physically violent?
Yes. He chipped my tooth. You see?
I see. Did you ever report any of his actions to the police?
No.
Were you ever hospitalized because of his violence?
No.
Then what makes you think he's harassing you now?
Well, he was really upset when we broke off, and he wanted to come back, but I said no, and he said I'd be sorry. You know, all that stuff. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I found my kitten in the freezer.
You found a kitten in the freezer?
Oh, I forgot to explain. My ex-boyfriend is Gary Green, and he's playing the lead in a Broadway play. Do you know about him?
No, I can't afford Broadway prices.
Well, he plays this crazy guy who torments somebody, and he's doing the same things to me that he does to his victim in the play.
In the play, Gary's character ends up killing his victim. We aren't sure how far he'll carry out his game with Dale.
I'd like to get some sort of restraining order.
I don't think you can do that unless you have some documented proof that he had hurt you in the past or that he is the person who is harassing you now.
But it has to be him. It's all the same stuff he does in the play.
Gary is pretty messed up.
There's one thing I can do, and that's talk to him.
Do you think that'll help?
Well, a visit from me just might make him settle down.
Oh, that'd be great.
Where can I reach him?
He just got a better apartment, so you should probably try to reach him through his manager, Tony Berger.
What about Dale, officer?
Someone's been harassing her.
You're kidding. Was she hurt?
No, she's just frightened.
What can I do? If she wants, she can use my apartment. I have an extra bedroom and bath.
That's not the problem. Miss Klosky thinks that you are the person who's harassing her.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. What a lot of nerve. Hey, Tony, can't I sue her for libel?
Well, is Dale Klosky making a formal accusation?
No, not at all. I don't think the problem is that serious.
Well, then why are you here, Officer Martinez?
To clear this up. If Mr. Green is harassing Miss Klosky, he should stop immediately and...
Well, you don't understand. I wouldn't hurt Dale. I've never even thought of harassing her.
She claims that the scare tactics you used on her are the same as the scare tactics your character uses in a certain Broadway play.
She does?
Oh, that's great. Thousands of people have seen that play. Any one of them could have followed that particular plot line.
But why would they victimize Miss Klosky?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's common knowledge that she was going with me. Everybody she worked with knew about us.
And then there was that picture of the two of you together in the Daily News.
That's right. I forgot about that. I'll bet a million people read that paper. Any one of them could know enough about the play and myself and Dale to cause us a lot of problems. Ask her to use my spare room, Officer Martinez. I'd feel a lot better if I could look out for her.
Miss Klosky said that she ended your relationship because of your violent behavior.
Yes, that's true.
I see.
It's something I deeply regret.
I'm sure.
It's easy to sit there and pass judgment on me, decide I'm a violent, no-good idiot. And I suppose I do have my share of personal problems, but I refuse to be intimidated because Dale points an accusing finger at me. I did hit her. I'm not proud of it. When I knew Dale, I was going through a very painful time. You heard of starving actors? Well, I was shoplifting packages of Jell-O and living off that because I didn't have money for food. I got a job demonstrating vacuum cleaners in department stores. I was paid below minimum wage, but I took the job because they said they'd let me out for auditions. I was fired after 1 week because I left early for an interview. They refused to pay me for the work I'd already done. Oh, it was really devastating. And Dale was around through all this. She didn't know quite how bad things were for me. I was angry at the world, and I took it out on her.
Is that an excuse?
Well, I know that I can't use the pain I was in to excuse my actions.
Then why are you telling me all this?
Because the situation that caused me to be rough with her and myself and everything else is gone now. I'm making a comfortable living. I feel a lot better about my life.
I can understand that.
If she's worried, I'd be glad to have her here. Or if she wants to move to a safer building, I'd be glad to help her financially.
That probably won't be necessary. But I will tell her you're concerned and willing to help.
Thank you, Officer Martinez.
Yes, thank you, Officer.
By the way, Miss Martinez, I did have Dale's apartment key. I was saving it as a keepsake, but she'd probably be more comfortable if I returned it, under the circumstances.
I believe she's already changed the lock.
She did?
Yes.
Then may I keep this key?
I don't see why not.
Vincent Price again, and here's the fourth act of the best role of his life.
Hello?
It wouldn't be Dale Klosky I'm talking to now, would it?
This is she. Who are you?
I'm a friend of a friend.
It's a little late to be calling, isn't it?
Oh, I have an important message and it won't keep.
Oh, tell me.
It's from Robert Silkington. He said he's going to kill you.
What?
He's going to kill you, you filthy little...
What do you want?
He's going to hold your throat so tight you can't breathe. Then he'll watch the veins in your head swell till they're fit to burst.
Oh, please be home.
Who is it?
It's Dale.
It's 2:30 in the morning. Hey, are you okay?
Karen, I'm so scared.
What's wrong?
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure, come on.
I just got the weirdest call. It was from some guy who told me Robert Silkington was going to kill me.
Who the hell is Robert Silkington?
Oh, I keep forgetting you haven't seen it. Robert Silkington is the name of the character that Gary plays in his show.
Oh, damn. Call the police.
You think I should?
Yes, right now. You dial, and I'll listen on the bedroom phone.
Police department.
Hello. My name is Dale Klosky.
Yes?
I made a complaint. My ex-boyfriend has been harassing me. I spoke to Isabel Martinez. Is she there?
No, I'm sorry. She's gone for the night. Would you like me to check your file?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh. Yes, Miss Klosky. I have Officer Martinez's report. You spoke to her about a Mr. Gary Green on the night of the 25th?
Mm.
At your request, Officer Martinez spoke to Mr. Green on the afternoon of the 28th. His manager was also present.
Oh, she already talked to him.
Yes. Officer Martinez felt that Mr. Green was in no way involved with the harassment. He seemed concerned and offered to return the key to your apartment. She declined the key on your behalf since you had already informed her that the lock was changed. Apparently, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, somebody just called me with a death threat.
Did you recognize the person's voice?
Well, it was an Irish voice, but it could have been my boyfriend doing an accent. He's an actor, and he's really good at...
Ms. Klosky.
Yes?
Officer Martinez also wrote that the person harassing you is likely to be a prankster who has decided to annoy you, but... If you think there is still a reason to be concerned, I'd be glad to send someone over to talk to you again. Otherwise, unless someone's caught attacking you...
No, no, I guess that's okay. I'll call again if I need anything. Bye.
That bit about the key was ridiculous. Gary must have known you changed the lock. How can you be so darn sweet and polite?
I don't know.
You still think it's Gary harassing you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, I don't know what to do about it.
Dale, what if you get hurt?
If I understand it, they have to catch him beating me up.
I'm calling his manager. What's his name?
Tony Berger.
Hand me the phone book, okay?
Hey, why are you doing that?
I want to find out how he charmed Officer Martinez into thinking he was such an innocent.
Aren't we calling a little late?
Who cares?
Is this Tony Berger?
Speaking.
My name is Karen Sabasinski. I'm Dale Klosky's friend. I'm sorry to call so late, but Dale just got a death threat from someone called Robert Silkington.
Oh, God, I was afraid of that. We have to talk.
Good.
Can you and Dale meet me for breakfast?
But I know Gary Green, and the Gary Green I know was not the Gary Green who put on a performance for Isabel Martinez. Now, she's a tough lady, but he charmed her. The guy's a consummate actor. He played the role to the hilt.
I think he was acting the part of the Irishman who delivered that message.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Another thing about Gary, I know how much he hates and fears people, especially women. There wasn't a trace of that attitude when he talked to the police officer. I knew something was wrong. I knew he was covering up something. But I was hoping he'd lay off once Martinez talked to him.
Then you agree that Gary could be tormenting Dale?
Oh, yeah. You see, Gary has been getting really close to this character of Robert Silkington. The character has the same fears that Gary does. One thing that's been gnawing at me ever since Officer Martinez's visit.
What's that?
Dale's personality is so much like the personality of Tom.
That's the brother that Gary kills in the play?
Yeah.
Really? You think I'm like that?
Well, yes, I do.
Why?
Well, there's an innocence about you, Dale. I noticed it just as soon as Gary introduced us. You also seem to want to help him. Now, don't you think that the character of Tom is innocent and giving?
I suppose.
The strange thing is that Gary would carry Robert and Tom's relationship into his relationship with you, Dale.
Well, the guy has problems. That's not news.
Yes, but how do we get him to admit that he has problems?
We don't. We call the police.
But we can't prove anything. And then Gary will just charm away their suspicion.
Maybe if we just talk to him.
Stop being his nurse and mother confessor, Dale. The guy needs professional help.
Yes, he does. I've talked to him about it, even before I heard about him terrorizing Dale. I've known all along that Gary has emotional problems. I wanted him to go into therapy before they started interfering with his career. Well, he won't even admit that he has these crazy fears gnawing at him. Right after the play opened, he caused a terrible scene. He took a couple of swings at the stage manager. And afterwards, Gary just pretended it never even happened.
I noticed something like that the time I caught him choking Dale. He was really bizarre. He acted as though nothing had been going on, and then he ran away. I guess he couldn't face himself.
Well, so the thing to do is to catch him on one of those violent moods and make him admit he needs psychiatric help.
Well, it isn't easy, is it?
I don't know. Maybe we can. We have the script. He's been following the action of the play pretty accurately. And we have the characters, Gary and me.
But what if we don't second-guess Gary well enough? You really could get hurt.
No, I won't.
I think it's crazy to set yourself up as bait. Why don't you just get out of the city for a while? Go to your folks' house in Jersey or something.
Well, how long am I supposed to stay?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Dale. You could stay until we can persuade Gary to start handling his problems.
Well, how long do you think that'll take? A month? A year? Maybe?
Oh, Dale.
I'm sorry. I can't live that way. Besides, I have to go to work. Gary could find me at R.L. Senius.
You could always work at a different hospital.
Oh, forget it. Anyway, the reason I'm volunteering to be the bait, as you said, is that I'd like to help Gary. I think he's really talented, exceptional, and once he gets over these weird psychological hang-ups, he could...
Will you stop being such a starry-eyed altruist? In the play, Gary kills his victim.
I've got my mind made up. There? Anybody back there? I know you're back there. Who are you? Gary! How'd you get here?
So, you went to the police?
Well, yeah, sure, but I guess I was mistaken. I apologize.
What do you mean you were mistaken?
Well, I thought you were, harassing me. Silly of me.
Wrong tense. Not I was harassing you. I am harassing you.
Oh, right. Very funny. Listen, I was just
No, I think you'll stay right here.
Well, I thought you weren't trying to bother me or anything.
That's what I told the police officer. But it wasn't necessarily true. I have a very important message, and it won't keep. It's from Robert Silkington.
Gary, why would you want to hurt me? I don't understand what I did.
Gary, why would you want to hurt me? I don't understand what I did.
Can we talk sensibly, please?
Can we talk sensibly, please?
I never did anything to you.
I never did anything to you.
Come on now, let go! The door, I'll yell.
Try it.
Help! 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 Oh. Please, let me go, Gary.
I will. I'll let you go right into the river. Right over by that pier.
I can't swim very well. There are rats in there. In the water. Oh, Gary, please let me go. Please, you have to.
Who says I have to?
I'll tell the police. I'll have them arrest you.
It's my word against yours.
Throwing me in the river. It's just like your character pushing his brother in the lake. They'll have to know it was you.
Like I said to the officer, thousands of people see that play.
Oh, Gary, listen to me. I might drown.
So?
Oh, please. Please don't do this. I mean it. Don't.
Let go of Dale before you hurt her.
Oh, I wasn't hurting Dale.
You idiot. We saw what you were trying to do to her.
Oh, I was so scared.
Are you okay, Dale?
Yeah, just shaking is all.
You sure you're not hurt?
What is this nonsense? Nothing was going on.
Don't try to get out of it, Gary. Tony and I are witnesses to your little performance.
But that's just it. It was a performance. We were kidding around. You knew that, didn't you, Dale?
You weren't kidding.
I was. I'm just a good actor.
What's going to happen now is that Dale will charge you with assault, and Karen and I will witness it.
Oh, you can't do that.
We won't prosecute if you'll go along with a restraining order saying you'll stay away from Dale.
Oh, terrific.
And you agree to go into intensive psychotherapy.
You can't threaten me like that.
Come on, come on. We're going to file a complaint right now.
You really expect me to go through with this?
Yes, I do.
Dale? What are you thinking?
About how quickly Gary gets ugly and violent. I really did want to help him, but his problems are much too sophisticated and complicated for me to deal with.
It's lucky you figured that out in time.
Yeah.
Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Best Role of His Life, was written by Patricia Joyce and produced and directed by Livia Granito. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Joan McCall, Robert Towers, and Patricia Joyce. Featured in the cast were Jerry Hausner and Marilyn Lightstone. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you in part by Sears, a name that means quality and value, a name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value. And by the Singer Store, where right now you can save $150 off regular price on one of the world's easiest-to-use sewing machines.
This is Cicely Tyson, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this time for another story about love, the most unpredictable of human emotions.